This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. NFL suffering. I don't have the week-to-week numbers any longer. I don't even care about them. I know this. Almost every single week, the NFL viewership on TV goes down. Some markets do better than others. Matchups help. It's getting closer to playoffs, so a little more, you know, interest in the games. I have zero. People tell me, oh, the Seahawks are playing so-and-so, and it's another, and I'm like, I don't care. I see it come up on my Twitter feed, and I go, I don't care. I have zero interest. I was in the studio when I was doing Fox Business the other day. Donovan McNabb comes in. Big, man. Donovan looks like he's trying to be a linebacker. He's talking to him. He said, yeah, man, in the gym. You know, got to stay in that gym. I mean, I'm talking, he's a big dude. 6'4", he's probably 250 pounds. And he looked good. Had a little quick conversation. He was, you know, he's anti-Trump. but not really. It was a strange conversation. But he was filming at ESPN. He films it every week. He's been in the Phoenix area for 20 years, he told me. Said he's moved from Chicago. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. He says, Chicago. And I'm going, say no more. I know why you moved. Who wants to live in that armpit when you can live in safety? But it's funny to listen to somebody talk about sort of the issues from one perspective. Like he was telling me, he says, yeah, man, Kevin, when I left Syracuse, he goes, I was going to do broadcast. He goes, I already had plan B ready to go. So he works for ESPN, making good money, you know, living the dream in Scottsdale, oh well, in Phoenix area, and loving it. Anyway, another whole other story. NFL, and I didn't get a chance to ask him about the kneelers and, you know, all these other things like filling the seats now and what's going on. I was going into another studio, he was going into his. But I wanted to, I was only going to be there 20 minutes. He had to shoot 45 minutes, and I wasn't going to wait around. But I wanted to get his take. Next time I see him, I will. Anyway, the NFL, struggling. Can't fill seats. I bet suddenly black people are going to be going to the game in droves, right? Because they're going to be down with the brothers. 70% of the NFL is black. Which it was funny because McNabb made a comment that, it's kind of tough for us to complain when we got that many people, you know, that are in the league. I was like, I agree. Stadiums are going to soon look like the old Negro League baseball games, though, because ticket prices are dropping. White folks have abandoned the NFL. They're saying you can have it. Yeah. I was reading this article. It says the NFL protests have been lucrative for social justice charities. They're going to receive a whopping $89 million in settlement money redirected from veterans and breast cancer charity funds. But they're also becoming a boon for cash-strapped football fans. So here's what's happening. The money that used to go to the veterans, the money that used to go to all these women's issues, are now going to be directed to the social justice warriors. They're going to go to the National Urban League, the NAACP, the United Negro College Fund, and, you know, whatever, BET. And so now these charities are going to suffer because the social justice warriors have put their foot down. And because of it, the NFL is going, we got to get butts in the seat. We got to do something crazy. It reminds me of the movie League of Their Own, where they made all the women play in skirts to bring the guys out. Because any guys that were left over here were young because all their dads were off fighting in the war. But if you can stomach a professional football game, you can get tickets for the same price as a cup of Starbucks coffee. In fact, you can get an NFL ticket and have enough money to go buy you a cheap cup of coffee at QT. According to Vivid, Seats, an NFL ticket reselling site. Seat prices in most NFL stadiums have bottomed out. Fans can get lower level seats from a Buffalo Bills game for $3. Tickets at center field, right on the 50-yard line, which have typically been the toughest seats to get, $30. It's a giveaway. And Roger Goodell just signed a 3-year, $200 million contract. Can you believe this clown makes $66 million a year? Would you pay somebody that much money that drove your business into the ground? You think Jerry Jones was happy about that? He was like, we need to get rid of this fool. I said the other day, I hope they have a rock solid out clause, something to get them out of this. This is not an attack on football. This is an attack on capitalism. It's an attack on veterans. It's an attack on the sensibilities of the average American when they allow what's happening right now in the NFL to continue to occur. And it's an easy fix. Easy fix. It won't come right back, but they'll win back. If they were to do this, they would win back a big portion of the audience. If they said, all the NFL would have to do is say this. We're done. We've capitulated. We've given all we're giving on this subject. From now on, if you're a player in the NFL, if you kneel, if you don't come out and respect the flag, if you raise a fist, you will be, you're going to get a big fine. That money will go to Donald Trump's charity. And they wouldn't say that, but I added that. But you know what I'm saying? If they did that, they'd get back 20% of the audience. They could maybe salvage the season. But they won't do it. So now they got $3 tickets. Look, folks, I don't care about the NFL one. I'm done. I'm done with the NFL. Seriously. I'd rather watch roller derby. But if they wanted to look at something and solve the problem, Trump's given them the way to do it. If Donald Trump came back and they made nice with him, brought him in, and, you know, he said, look, these guys have made a mistake, but America's, you know, we're on a whole new mission here. And while we understand what they want to say, and you know, in terms of law enforcement, but we get it, but that's not the way to do it. And they just left one of the most lawless periods in America, and we're trying to get all this back. There are many things Trump, they could get Trump to say that would, you know, put some salve on the wound, and everybody would be okay. And all he's got to do, I'm just telling you, he's Midas. Donald Trump says, boom, I yea, verily, you are now cleansed. The NFL can come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So by now you've heard that there's been another terror attack in New York City. No casualties. Even the Islamic terrorist who tried to blow himself up with a pipe bomb and a bunch of other people around him was only able to it exploded prematurely and apparently didn't do the type of damage he had hoped. Three people were wounded slightly. He got the worst of it. So that's really all that matters. But here's what I was thinking about. Wait until the hospital gets the bill for this? Whoa! Not the hospital, but the New York citizens of New York. Wait till they get this. The medical bill for the terrorists. Is that covered under Obamacare? So look that up. What is it? 18,000 pages? How big is Obamacare? 1 million pages? Is it like the tax code? Read it and see if it covers terrorists. I'm just curious. Hey, this Islamic refugee terrorist from Bangladesh was only exercising his First Amendment right to free speech by way of jihad. What is everybody so concerned about? All the people that want to impose bans on Muslims. What is y'all's problem? Isn't that the way they say it? They always depict us as the ones that, you people are awful. Even in the wake of a bombing, they're like, you know, it's terrible. This travel ban, it's awful. And you shake your head and go, you do realize that somebody just tried to blow us up again, right? It's and who was it, Mayor Khan? The London mayor, London's Muslim guy, he told people of London, hey, get used to this. This is the new normal. Don't look at this as, you know, black dude steals a woman's purse. Okay?
He didn't put it that way.
Yeah, I did. I went there. What are you looking at me for? That's why I hire white boys. So y'all have to take this stuff. Y'all have to deal with these, you know, people right in, and y'all got to respond and look back. Y'all look at me like, crazy, what Kevin say get us in trouble? I got us in trouble. You're used to it. Megyn Kelly getting desperate. You guys see this story? Megyn Kelly is going to, apparently, I don't know whether she's bringing on all these different women that supposedly were molested by Donald Trump. Good luck with that. Did we talk about this earlier? I think we did a little bit. Okay. Look, Harvey Weinstein, I get. Harvey is an ugly man. He was an ugly kid who became an even uglier man. Harvey, let's just say it. If Harvey wasn't going to be diddling with himself, be one of those guys that lives alone and, you know, molests little kids, he had to go out and make a lot of money. You ever see his wife? Georgina something? Beautiful lady. Harvey, there is no way on God's green earth Harvey gets that woman without having bank. Serious bank. Harvey's wingman was his reputation of making hit movies. And Georgina, whatever her name is, God, she's beautiful too. She looked at Harvey Weinstein and just went, whatever. And then one of her friends go, you know, that's Harvey Weinstein. And she was like, well, who's that? And she goes, hi, he makes like all the hit movies. He owns a studio. He's this. And then suddenly she, you know, that music that plays when things start like getting better, like bing, ding, 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 ding. And suddenly Harvey looks a lot better. And of course he's gracious. Hey, how are you? Chapman, thank you. Thank you for looking that up. Georgina Chapman. Look her up, y'all. Don't take my word for it. Anyway, she then goes out a couple times. Harvey's, you know, he sends a limo. They go to dinner. They talk shop a little bit. He's got a couple of other people there to make him look. He's self-deprecating. Ah, it's no big deal. And everybody's like, oh, come on, Harvey. Tell her a story about, you know, okay, so, you know, I'm doing blah, 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 and this, that. And he comes off very submissive and subdued and all that. And she says, he's so nice and, you know, you have to get away from his, you know, it's like Beauty and the Beast. You know, overlook his beastly figure, his beastly features. And I fell in love with the man. Harvey needed a lot of money. Donald Trump, come on. I mean, Donald's no super great, you know, he ain't like a Chippendale. But he's not a bad looking dude. And it wasn't like you had to be told Trump was a billionaire or even a multimillionaire. The minute Donald Trump hit the scene, everybody was like, that's Donald Trump, that's Donald, there's Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, oh, there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump did not have to go looking for the yaya. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to. And so this idea that, oh, dude, we're going to parade all these women. And what's funny about it, to a person, all these women are not, I mean, I'm not going to say all of them, but the majority of these women that they've dug up out of the rat holes are Hillary Clinton supporters. Every one of them that I've seen so far. Maybe you've seen others. They're all Hillary Clinton supporters. So you're going to get Hillary Clinton supporters go, yeah, Donald Trump one time, you know, he forcibly tried to kiss me. What are you going to say? This is a dude hanging around with Miss USA pageant women. Not a single one's ever complained about him. Not one. And they're going to say, oh, Donald, the one that I saw, the Hillary Clinton harlot that they were trying to bring, this woman in her best day was not any great shakes. Now, look, real sexual predators, it's not about the looks necessarily, but it doesn't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Megyn Kelly is desperate. Have you seen her numbers? her show, I don't watch it at all. It had the lowest, the lowest ratings, like, in that time slot in history. You know she's desperate. She's trying to win over a female audience that she hopes will believe that Donald Trump's guilty of something. And by the way, I told you this is what the left was going to do. There's no secret here. They're going to demonize Trump. Women are just oppressed. Women, 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 women. Yeah. Another thing that's going on, theaters are going to now start, they're going to start building theaters in Saudi Arabia and showing films. And I'm curious what they're going to do here. You know, they're going to show, you know, European films, American films, love stories. There aren't very many films that speak to the Muslim way of life. You're not going to see a bunch of women running around in hijabs. It's tough to tell stories when you can't see people's faces and stuff. You know, tough to emote. Is she crying? It looks like she's crying. She's crying in there. No, actually, she's laughing. Oh, man. It's a big deal, though. But it really is that the Saudis, because they didn't do it for years. So now, I think they said it's been, I don't know how many years, but it's been a lot of years. Now they got theaters. Theaters are the way you spread the word. If Hollywood goes, puts out what they put out here and there, I don't know. This is a can of worms, folks. We got to keep our eye on this as conservatives. We don't want the wrong message going into the Muslim community.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Struck the head of counterintelligence at the FBI.
I don't remember his exact title, but I believe that's correct.
And he's the same Peter Strzok who was a key player in the Clinton investigation, the same Peter Strzok who interviewed Cheryl Mills, whom Abedin participated in the Clinton Secretary Clinton's interview. And he's also the same Peter Strzok who now we know changed Director Comey's exoneration letter, changed the term gross negligence, which is a crime, to extreme carelessness. Is that the same guy?
Well, Congressman, I don't know every step that the individual you mentioned was involved in, but certainly I know that he was heavily involved in the Clinton
and
email investigation.
Thank you. And is this the same Peter Strzok who helped was a key player in the Russian investigation, and the same Peter Strzok who was put on Mueller's team, Special Counsel Bob Mueller's team?
I certainly know that he was working on the special counsel's investigation. Whether or not he would be characterized as a key player on that investigation, that's
okay,
really not
the,
for me to say.
And the same Peter Strzok that we learned this past weekend was removed from the special counsel team because he exchanged text messages with a colleague at the FBI that were displayed a pro-Clinton bias. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Talk about the same guy. Okay.
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm not getting. Peter Strzok is selected to be on Mueller's team after all this history, put on Mueller's team, and then he's removed for some pro-Clinton text messages. I mean, there are all kinds of people on Mueller's team who are pro-Clinton. There's been all kinds of stories. PolitiFact reported 96% of the top lawyers' contributions went to Clinton or Obama. But Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, interviewed Mills, Abedin, interviewed Secretary Clinton, changed gross negligence, a crime, to the term extreme carelessness, who ran the Russian investigation, who interviewed Mike Flynn, gets put on Mueller's team, and then he gets kicked off for a text message that's anti-Trump. If he kicked everybody off Mueller's team who was anti-Trump, I don't think there'd be anybody left. So there's got to be something more here. It can't just be some text messages that show a pro-Clinton, anti-Trump bias. There's got to be something more. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. But my hunch is it has something to do with the dossier. Director, did Peter Strzok help produce and present the application to the FISA court to secure a warrant to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign?
Congressman, I'm not prepared to discuss anything about a FISA process in this.
We're not talking about what happened in the court. We're talking about what the FBI took to the court, the application. Did Peter Strzok, was he involved in taking that to the court?
I'm not going to discuss in this setting anything to do with the FISA court applications.
Well, let's remember a couple things, Director. And I know you know this. We've all been made aware of this in the last few weeks. Let's remember a couple things about the dossier. The Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign, which we now know were one and the same, paid the law firm who paid Fusion GPS, who paid Christopher Steele, who then paid Russians to put together a report that we call a dossier full of all kinds of fake news, National Enquirer garbage. And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans. And I'm wondering if that actually took place. It sure looks like it did. And the easiest way to clear it up is for you guys to tell us what was in that application and who took it there.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction with the FISA court, and I think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Ray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. You could clear it all up. You could clear it all up for all of us here, all the Congress who wants to know, and frankly, all of America who wants to know. You could clear it all up by release. We sent you a letter 2 days ago. Just release the application. Tell us what was in it. Tell us if I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I think that's exactly what happened. And if it did, it is as wrong as it can be. And people who did that need to be held accountable.
Congressman, we will not hesitate to hold people accountable after there has been an appropriate investigation, independent and objective, by the Inspector General into the handling of the prior matter. And based on that, I will look at all available remedies, depending on what the facts are when they are found. As to the access to the dossier, that's something that is a subject of ongoing discussion between my staff and the various intelligence committees.
There's nothing prohibiting you, Director. Is there anything prohibiting you from showing this committee what was presented to the FISA court, the application you all put together at the FBI that was presented to the FISA court? Is there anything preventing you from showing us that?
The time the gentleman has expired, the director can respond.
I do not believe that I can legally and appropriately share a FISA court submission with this committee.
I'm talking about what the FBI put together, not what the court had. What you took there, what was the process put together, what you presented, what you took to the court.
God, where do you start? I wanted to play the whole thing. I apologize, but Jim Jordan, too, that was. And he's a tough interrogator. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. And if you missed, you know, most of us do. We don't get to see these things unless you're just a news junkie. So I apologize for playing the whole thing of his questioning. But I think you sort of get the picture of where this is all going. It's cover up after cover. We can't tell you what's in the FISA court for this reason or that reason. And I don't know if Ray, Director Ray, the new appointed guy of the FBI, is going to be a good guy. I don't know. I don't know much about him. But my hope is that somebody there wants to get back to the truth. Somebody there believes that, you know what, the American people want to believe in our system of government again. Because I'm listening to Jordan, and he's walking this thing down just the primrose path. And if you're a logical thinking person, you're going, why can't you tell us who did this? Because they think it's Peter Strzok. And if he is the guy, and as Jordan shared, he's in every single critical point, every nexus of the investigation against Clinton, every nexus of the faked investigation against Trump, you're hearing the same names. And he also hit on a very good point earlier where he said, you know, isn't it funny that we've got all these anti-Trump people, pro-Hillary people, and they say, we've got to let Strzok go because he's anti-Trump. And then Jim Jordan says, if that's the case, if that's the litmus test, don't you have to get rid of everybody? How many people in the FBI do we know their political affiliations, and should we be dumping all these Clinton people? The short answer is yes, we should. But, you know, does the guy answer? No, because it's all it's politician-ese, right? It's a speak that they have. To my recollection, no, I cannot answer that. Based on this part of it, I can say this. It isn't just the way you're held to account in court. When you go to court and they say that this happened, you can't put, well, based on these extenuating circumstances, and I cannot answer that because that would lead me down to this, which, of course, is outside of my scheme, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just a bunch of nonsense. It's gobbledygook. Is that what gobbledygook? Goop? Gobbledygook. So that's where we are. So, Newt Gingrich, I think it was Gingrich, wasn't he? Yeah, he chimed in on the Clinton corruption. We may have played this clip, but it certainly fits with what we just heard.
I fully appreciated until this evening how really important it was for Donald Trump to win. If Hillary Clinton had won, none of this would have surfaced. They just would have kept covering up all the corruption, and they would have just kept taking care of themselves. So the very fact that you had this disruptive figure in the White House, all of us are learning some pretty horrifying things about how sick the system is, how sick the entire process is, in ways I would have thought were impossible. I mean, I have the greatest respect for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it is astonishing to me that you could have people at the top who are this corrupt, this profoundly dishonest. The second thing that struck me, listening actually to your opening monologue, if you take what General Flynn is accused of, and then you take virtually anything Hillary's done, I mean, 33,000 deletions of emails without any kind of approval, having a totally inappropriate server that was totally outside the State Department rules. I mean, just go down the list. Any one of her things would certainly have at least matched what they're accusing General Flynn of.
How true is that? Holy cow, that was Newt Gingrich. Speaking truth to power. Short break.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, winning is our theme for the day. And there's a couple things that I want you to remember. One, we're teaching you how to win. And two, we are showing you how the left have believed that they have been winning all this time. Nothing could be further from the truth. See, to win, you've got to prep. You've got to have, you know, a lot of training. It's mental and physical and a whole other. The left, you can't, there's no winning when everything's just, I agree with you, I agree with you. Think about it. In Hollywood, I agree with you. In academia, I agree with you. Go to any of their rallies, go to their parties, see who their friends are. They don't have conservative friends. You have leftist friends. And what I mean by that is you'll tolerate a leftist. You'll invite them to your party. You'll tell people, don't bring up politics. Jan's a real liberal. But they won't do that for you. They won't tolerate you. The minute they learn your politics, they hate your guts. They don't want you at their parties. They don't want you bringing up any contrarian thought. If you do, they correct you quickly, and you slowly find yourself a Stepford child, a brain-dead zombie, a.k.a. a leftist, and you will do anything to stay in their group. What the leftists don't understand is they don't really have a bunch of friends. They have people that agree with them because they want to all do things together and pretend that they're kumbaya. But they don't really have friends. You get together with your friends, you philosophically agree. I golf with a dude here. His name is Bob. Bob's former, private protection, things like that. Former L.A. County Police Department. We can talk till we're blue in the face. And you know what? It's hardly ever a disagreement. He may go, "Yeah, Kevin, I don't know. I don't think Pelosi's that bad," or something like that, which he'd never say. But we are philosophically right there. I met his father-in-law. He's like, "Hey, we got this great place up, near the border between Colorado and Arizona. Need to come up. We're gonna go, dune buggying and all this other stuff. I'm there, dude." And he says, "I'm a master barbecuer. You had me at hello." You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact, law enforcement, his background, father-in-law was like, he could have been my dad. You know? We got along so well because for the record, if we didn't, I'd say, okay, your father-in-law is kind of interesting, but tolerable, and that would have been that. But it turns out we know each other. And I wouldn't go, "Oh, well, you said something that you like cats better than you like dogs." No, Kevin, I didn't mean that. I really meant I like dogs, man. I'm a dog man. Okay, well, we can still hang out. Because if you like cats, you got to go. Which, by the way, if you do like cats, you got to go. No, I'm kidding. I don't care about cats. So we don't put these stipulations on friendship. You go to the left. You tell them, "I like Trump. I didn't vote for Obama. I believe in immigration should be tight board, no illegal, whatever." And you are out. Trust me on this. They can say what they want to say. So they want you to be down with them no matter what. That was this conversation that I had with Donovan McNabb earlier this week. He's like, I said, "If you're not down," he said to me, "Kevin, if you're not down for the cause that they're down for, then you're out." And that's why it was tough to read him, even though I think he's got some lefty in him. But he's also a conservative because many of the things he said were conservative. Like, I had a plan B. When I got to the NFL, I was ready to do something. You could tell people are bothering him. They're mad at him for having been somewhat successful after having left the NFL. And I'm like, man, rock on. Do your thing. I'm going to be nothing but positive in what you're doing. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Chelsea Handler, because it's been exposed. Donald Trump dumped her. Now, he didn't date her. Let's not go there. But he dumped her. And these late night lunatics, these people that are doing these various comedy shows, and Chelsea had a relatively successful show on a regular network, and then she went over to Netflix. And she was doing great there. And while she had her show, she invited Donald Trump to come see the show. I mean, she invited him to be a guest on the show, I should say. And Donald Trump rejected her, and she got mad. And that is the real issue with Chelsea Handler is Donald Trump's rejection. He said on November the 19th, 2012, Donald Trump tweeted, "Stop calling my office for me to do your rather gross show. I have less interest in you than Andre." So I'm not exactly sure who Andre is, but Donald Trump soundly rejected Chelsea Handler. And apparently she hasn't recovered from this, because here's what she tweeted to Donald Trump. She says, "You are a fraud on the American public. You are the least trusted and worst president this country has ever seen. Stop attacking people who tell the truth. You wouldn't know the truth if Russia told it to you. Fake election." Now, what's so funny about this tweet is that it is wrong on every level. Donald Trump is probably the most trusted president. He's probably the best president that this country has seen. Certainly, year one. There is no president that I can think of outside of George Washington who's had a better year one. And as far as attacking people who tell the truth, no. He's attacking people who tell the lies. And the last little quip is her trying to be funny, trying to be clever. Here's what she says this. When do you apologize for the fake hair that comes out of your mouth? The fake hair that comes out of your mouth. You lie more than anyone. And when news sources get it wrong, they apologize. Something you've never done. You're the world's biggest hypocrite. You lie every day. Chelsea Handler wants to be so relevant. And let me tell you what you're watching, folks. You're watching a person whose career is torpedoing. That's what you're watching. Now, not the word I'm looking for. It's spiraling. Spiraling downward. Yeah. Chelsea's amazing. Feathers easily ruffled. Can't write a cohesive, coherent sentence. And my prediction, she's going to fade. Yeah. If you just watch, and maybe it's just I don't want to call it a talent because it's not a talent, but it's one of these eerie things where I go, okay, I can sense your desperation. And here's where it comes from. When you're in sales, you know how people are selling. I used to tell my sales guys all the time, look, you cannot be desperate in a sale. You must be pleasing the client. In other words, always looking at it from their perspective, but understanding with them that you're not moving until they meet you part of the way. You have to be equally invested. There's no equal investment here. Donald Trump rejects Chelsea. She starts tweeting all this, you know, nonsense. And my prediction, Trump will continue to say, I got no interest in you. It's like Eminem. Eminem is begging Donald Trump to engage with him. And I went and I started looking at both Snoop Dogg and Eminem. You know what's happening in their industry? They're losing money like crazy. Spotify, all these music services are lumping music together and they're, you know, paying them out differently than it used to be when it was on terrestrial radio. And they're making a fraction of what they used to make. Snoop would drop an album. They call it dropping an album. He would drop an album and he would sell 200,000 of that album first week. Now he can go months and barely get to that number. Practically a guaranteed platinum. Eminem has dropped nine albums. He's dropping one here this week, in fact, I think. And in order to sell it, he's picking a fight with Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because his numbers have consistently gone down. Marshall Mathers has the same problem as Snoop, and these are two of the biggest names in rap music. Snoop is partnering with mobile services to try to get people to take it. I mean, they are breaking out all the stops because their reach is going away. Nobody cares anymore. Eminem used to be the number one rapper on the planet. He's number 14. When they got these rating systems. There are 13 people above him now, and they're all, you know, and nobody's dominant anymore. So they're losing, you know, audience. Nobody cares about their views. So that's what's going on. And every one of them they believe that they can hang their hat on dogging Trump. That's going to be my thing. If I dog Donald Trump, people are going to come. Let me tell you something. That is going to be so played out. The smartest guy I've heard talk about this is Dave Chappelle, who said this 3 months ago, 4 months ago. He's like, man, I ain't doing Trump jokes. Everybody's doing them. It's old. They're not even funny. And they're going to be less funny because the more this guy is successful, the more the death nail he puts into the coffin of the liberals.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.